Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. More importantly, big guy's birthday, Ted Johnson.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Ted.
Thank you, guys. Very, very, very sweet.
Teddy B. Day.
Hey, Fitz. Thank you for the card. I walk in and there's a card waiting for me with all your signatures on it. That means a lot, boys. Thank you very much for thinking of me.
We were going to get you something, but Fitzy's like, does anybody know a bakery that makes a high protein, like low fat, type cake or something?
And the Bengals 52 jersey was on back order, so we weren't able to get that in time.
Dang. Next year, see if you can get it for me next year. But very, very thoughtful of you guys. Yep, I'm 3 years old, and so it's a good day. Good day. You guys are asking me what I'm doing later for my birthday. Everybody, all the well wishes is very nice. What are you doing for your birthday?
Yeah.
You know what? There's nothing else I'd rather do than just go work out. So I'll be working out tonight if everybody's wondering what I'm doing for my birthday. That's it.
Yeah, have a nice Ted meal, and watch a great Thursday night football game.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to that game. Yeah,
give me a steak and a ball game. That's all I need.
Very simple guy, for sure.
You wouldn't have eaten a cake if we had a cake, would you?
I would have.
Really?
I would have had a bite or two.
Okay, yeah. Just a bite. Give me a sliver.
It's if you ever, you guys have gone, you probably didn't pay close attention to what I was drinking when we went to dinner the few times we've gone out.
Sprite.
But it's there you go.
Yeah, no, it's Tito's and something and a Sprite. There are two of them.
And if you ever notice, the Sprite never... Okay, you guys remember.
Yeah, I got it.
It's never, I never drink the whole thing.
No,
I noticed. Like 4 or 5 sips of it, and that's... And so if you bring in a cake, I'll have 2 or 3 bites of it.
Incredible self-control.
That's it.
Yeah. I just chug whatever's put in front of me.
Yeah, Andy's dumping the cotton candy crunch on top of whatever he's got.
There was like a 30-ounce beer or something. I'm like, that works.
It's at 10:30 at night, and there he is.
And he lost weight. Yeah.
And he's running around working out like it's nothing, man.
Thank you, Awaken 180. Appreciate you every day of the year, just like it's Ted's birthday. Happy birthday. But it is 3 o'clock. Ted's here, 3 hosts. That means it's time for the 3-point stance.
Green 19!
Ready!
It's the 3-point stance.
Just count three.
That's three!
3 shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for 3. It's good!
3 fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be 3.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and it's brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or your metabolism is frustrating to others, you got to get Glassman. Call us at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. 3 hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. And today you actually get to go. On
you sure? Because I don't know if Ted has something that's going to derail the rest of the show.
I got the burr out of my saddle. It's not in there anymore. The rock is not in my shoe anymore, so I can go last.
Okay, perfect.
There you go. We'll spend the next 3 hours on whatever Andy has to say next.
Nope.
And he gets 60 seconds for his opening stance. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here's 60 seconds and nothing more. Go ahead.
So I teased it yesterday. I think a lot of listeners know I'm a fan of Bill O'Brien. He, I think, is a good football coach. I think he's proven that along the way in his career. But the last few years, honestly, in New England haven't been very good. His year as offensive coordinator, not great. 2 years at Boston College, not all that good. A regression year, 2-10 this year. But This week, BC announced they're bringing Billy O'Brien back, which they should. You're not going to get a better football coach. They also announced that they're going to invest in the program. There's going to be upgrades to his staff. There's going to be a $50 million investment, matching investment campaign. They hired Kenyatta Watson to be a general manager. He comes from the SEC. He's been recruiting for Georgia and other SEC schools. I think he's coming in with a knowledge and an expectation that he can at least try to shop in the same pools of talent. Billy O'Brien has been under fire. I get it. The record is what it is. I'm telling you, it's turning around for the Eagles. It's turning around for the Heights. You should have faith in Billy O'Brien. All he needed was a little time, and I know time doesn't come in college football, but also resources and assistance. I'm telling you, Billy O'Brien is going to turn things around over there. I have great faith in him as a coach, as a leader, and as a man, and now he's got the support he needs to do the job.
Boom. I'm pulling for him as well. I really am. I've always really liked Billy O. And, you know, there's guys have had some isolated issues with him in the past. But for the most part, he's a good man. He cares. He's very knowledgeable. And I thought it was the right hire for that school. It was just a damn shame. What they won their first game and their last game and lost everyone in between. Very difficult, obviously. You could just see the stress on his face. We've heard some of the sound bites of him getting a little, you know, chippy with the reporters because he cares so much. And it's a very stressful job. People go, why did you go into coaching? You know,
that right there.
Yeah. It's so, I just think navigating college football is almost an impossible job. You need more resources. You need more people to help with the recruiting. It's for the head coach to, you know, keep everyone on the team happy from like transferring out, and then you have to recruit new guys coming in. It's just so much harder than it's ever been.
And certainly BC faces some challenges that they don't have at other places. Academic challenges, standards, having to get students in. Yeah. But I'll boil it down to what I've boiled a lot of things down to recently. I've become a bit of a football simpleton. He needs to get a quarterback. Castellanos a couple years ago wasn't the guy. The kid they brought in from Alabama this year, who was paid, I think, decent NIL money. They started him. He wasn't the guy. Billy O, I know you know this, but if you find a quarterback, the rest of that job over there will fall a little bit more into place.
Yeah. You know, and you think, you know, golly, he's got on his resume, coached Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That would be an attraction to potential quarterbacks that want to go there, right?
Absolutely.
Shoot, you would think. Yeah, it's tough. I know that's a tough place to recruit. I mean, BC, can you maybe lower your academic standards down a little bit, you know, so you can get better players?
They don't know what they want to be. It's like, we want to be good at football, but we want all smart kids, and we're not going to lower
it. You can't.
You can't. Stanford, you can't have it both ways.
Stanford's never compromised, you know, on that. It's just some, I don't know, has UNC? I don't know. I think they've always held high academic standards. It's very difficult for those schools that have those types of requirements to get in. To have really good sports programs, particularly football programs. It's just, you know, the nature of the sport. It's a tough spot.
Those kids are limited, and this, I'm not being disrespectful. I just think there's a small pool of elite football and elite academic. And if you're BC, now you're competing with UNC, Notre Dame, Stanford. So even that, are you going to get them to come to the Northeast? You know, that small pool that you're pulling from with some very competitive schools. So I hope it works. A, because I would like BC to be good. I would like BC to be a good football program. I think the day he was hired, I made a statement that now looks really stupid. I think they should shoot to be a playoff team in an expanded playoff.
One season?
No. As a program, but yes. Can you be a top 12 team in the country? Can you be in that, like, just outside the top 10, but in a playoff berth? I think that should be the standard he seeks, but it's difficult.
Because I don't know how much, you know, do we know about the facilities? Are they top notch? Do they put a lot of money back into the program?
Have you been to alumni stadium recently?
Have you seen some of these schools' facilities?
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, I got something on my Instagram. They'll show the whirlpool at Georgia, and you're like, are you kidding me?
Right.
This is nicer than anything the Equinox could ever put out there.
Oh, you know,
it's nicer than any resort you would go spend a birthday weekend at, and that's where these kids get to work out and recover every day, Ted.
Yeah. Somebody put a slide in their locker room. There's a two-story locker room, and you could ride a slide from one level to the next. Now you're just showing off. Now you're just spending money.
They're just like making a Great Wolf Lodge out of it.
It works.
It's getting something. By the way, and also the competition in the ACC has gotten tougher. Like, the, you know, growing up, the ACC was like an 8-10 team conference. It's 15 teams now.
But there are there any good ones, though? I mean, Clemson, Florida State.
No, it's, you know, down.
Every now and again, Vatek is good.
They're going to be good again with James
Franklin.
It's
a lot of schools, but they're not that
Miami's
good.
Miami's in the playoff, you guys, as of right now. Right. So, yes, okay. Miami's good. Right, Florida Miami. State.
Yeah.
And also, which part of the Atlantic coast is University of California on?
It's the far Atlantic. It's a different part of the Atlantic. If you go all the way around, you eventually get there from the Atlantic coast.
Yeah,
if you're Magellan, then yes, it makes sense.
Don't try to make sense of college football conferences. Don't do it. It takes you forever.
The Big Ten plus eight that Michigan is a part of?
Yep. And the back 12, they're right. They're coming back, right? They've added like 17 Mountain West Conference teams or whatever the hell it is to bring back the Pac-12.
Are they finally just making themselves the Pac-12 again?
I believe so, yes.
That's probably what they should have done in the first place, but that's its own issue.
Yep.
And once again, a coach named Bill is nothing without his quarterback. Time is a flat circle. All right, Fitzy, are you ready?
Let's do this thing.
That one was for the birthday boy. Ching, ching. Here is 60
seconds. Ted, you know you're on camera when you pump your fist, right?
We can see you, Ted.
Oops.
All right, Fitzy, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, everyone. I would like you to tune in this Sunday evening on the National Broadcasting Company Network and also on the Peacock. Time of 8:15 for the first episode of The Death of the Kingdom. That's right. This Sunday night, the Houston Texans travel to Geha Field at Arrowhead. I liked it better when it was just simply Arrowhead, to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. The Houston Texans come in as perhaps the hottest team in the NFL with a surging, tenacious, ferocious defense. Notice I said the full word, Andy.
I noticed.
Defense. Yep, you're welcome. To take on a Kansas City Chiefs team that, let's be honest, is very middle of the pack right now, something that we're not used to. However, everyone in their mother and every prognosticator and analyst under the sun continues to say, well, I'm not making any predictions for Super Bowl 60 in the NFL at large, let alone the AFC, until the Kansas City Chiefs are dead and buried. Well, Sunday night against a team that is playing aggressively, ferociously, sacks and the secondary that they have, not to mention an offense that's picking up steam. They're much better in one-score games. Mahomes is not himself these days, and they're 0-6 in one-score games. Chiefs lose Sunday night, losing record, missing the playoffs. That's it.
Chiefs are dead, huh?
Sunday night, it is the end of part one of the kingdom. Like, if the Patriots had the double dynastic run, somewhere in the middle, 2009 season, January 2010, Ravens came to town, 83-yard Ray Rice touchdown. That was the end of chapter one. Then they had to have a crazy good draft in 2010, got Hernando, got Gronk, got D-Mac, and that the seeds had to be planted for the second half to be born. The Chiefs need a reboot, and I believe Sunday night, a team that it is damn near impossible to score against these days. They have the top overall defense, the Texans do. They're actually fourth in rushing and fourth in passing. Rare is it that you ever see the top-ranked defense to be top five in both categories. And also, just pass the eye test, Andy. Mahomes doesn't look right. Their ground game is atrocious. Their defense has given up more yards and more points over the last month than they have in the previous eight games combined. And they're struggling while the Texans are surging. They started off 0-3, 7-2 over their last nine. This is not just a cover. This is an outright win for the Texans, who, by the way, should have won last January, but the white and black striped Chiefs, the referees kind of called it in favor of the chefs as well. So I'm sticking to this.
And, Ted, we've been hammering that winless in one-score games. Did you know? I didn't know they were 17-0. Prior to this winless streak, the last 3 years, they had been 17-0 in one score games. Now they can't win them at all.
Can I just give you my stats I gave you on the Chiefs a little bit
getting
last
all
year?
Choked up because the Chiefs are dead.
Sorry. Ooh, I got a little bit of a chest cold. But this, I think it bears repeating, is that the Chiefs statistically are better in points scored and points allowed this year. Than they were last year when they went 15-2.
It's crazy.
They 12 of the 15 wins they had last year were one score games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They're 12-0 in one-score games last year. This year, as you mentioned, Danny, they are 0-6 in one-score games. And they've lost four out of five games, this last four out of the last five. And I was thinking back, would the Patriots ever done that? We did in 2002, but I don't think they've ever lost four out of five the rest of the way. So, which is kind of incredible. But you start to wonder. I think that it's a natural kind of thing to sit here and think. Is this the end? I mean, for them to kind of catch the Patriots. And I've always told people, don't even worry about the Chiefs. Well, then heck, they won three out of four. I'm like, right. That was when they won like two out of three. And I'm like, yeah, we're fine. And then you go, oh, maybe I'm wrong. But they have to get, just like you just mentioned, Fitzy, they got to get so many more good players back in there, young, to catch up to what the Patriots did, right? Because the Patriots had two different decades or two different dynasty decades, and that's what the Chiefs are having to do, and I don't think they're going to get it done.
I don't either, but I think the hesitancy for people to call them dead and buried is the Patriots, right? Like, people tried to learn. There's so many comparisons, Brady and Mahomes and the nine straight AFC title games and all these things that people don't want to be the Trent Dilfer. They're not good anymore, and then people play that clip over and over.
So that was four years after they rebooted.
They're dead in the sense that them catching the Patriots feels dead.
Feels dead, but if they do a Patriots and bring in a couple stars, like Andy Reid is still good in my mind, as long as he stays. If he retires, then I think they're dead and buried. And it's Patrick Mahomes' drive has always been my question. I don't think he's maniacal like Tom Brady.
I agree. That's crazy.
You can't be that dumpy, and that's offensive.
There's something to it, though, man. You can't be a little bit of, like I say, soup sandwichy.
He looks like he's wearing a diaper. His bum is like weird.
And that's always the sign of discipline is your physical looks, right? Yeah, so I'm with you, man.
Yeah, light beer and Andy, light beer and ice cream is reserved for the schlubs among us who watch Thursday Night Football, stay up too late, and then decide it's okay to binge an episode of Stranger Things, not to be a quarterback who's been to the AFC Championship each of the last eight seasons.
Yeah.
You know what, too? I don't think he likes to sit in the pocket. He likes to get out and run, and I think he's going to get hit, hurt. Yep, he takes way too many hits.
Yep.
And he doesn't seem to bounce back from them because he's not on a good workout regime, right?
That's my theory.
Yeah,
get him on Awaken 180.
You got something
fine
for that?
Awaken 180, baby. Patrick Mahomes, you get on that, you'll be back in the playoffs. I promise.
But also, yeah, he's very busy, like promoting his steakhouse venture with Kelsey and, doing commercials with Jake from State Farm. Meanwhile, while we've praised and heralded such great drafts for the Chiefs, and they do have a lot of guys on defense that I believe are very good, but Chris Jones is not having the kind of stellar season disruptive year he usually has. And on offense, who scares you now? 57-year-old Kelsey, Pacheco, Hunt, Worthy is a one trick pony. Granted, that one trick is really awesome, running faster than everybody else, but it's just not the same that it used to be.
Yeah, other than Rashi Rice, there really isn't anybody that you look at and go, oh, that's somebody we have to game plan around, which is something that helps helps down the stretch and helps other teams in those one score games. Okay, Teddy, are you ready?
I'm ready, bud.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
You know what I would tell this year's Patriots teams as they enter the bye week, and hopefully they're all away and they don't hear this, but or maybe they should hear. They need to hear this, actually. Is that they should not be over this weekend sitting there smelling their farts, right? Okay, because everyone right now is telling them how great they are.
Yep,
that they are the best team in the NFL. They are just they're the toast of the town. They are the new it team in the NFL, if you will. And I would just caution them to get too comfortable listening to all that praise, because there's recent history that would tell you here with this organization that doing that is not a good idea. If we can just go back to 2021, it wasn't that long ago. Let's just go back. All right. The Patriots entering their byes the same exact weekend the Patriots had their bye that the Patriots this year have for their bye. They were 9-4 going into their bye. They were what did they won? They had won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games in a row, if you remember, before the bye. Big win over Buffalo. They come out of the bye and they lose 3 out of 4 games. And I remember when they were 9-4 winning 7 in a row, I anointed them the best team in the AFC then. I'm anointing this team the best team in the AFC now. But that is a cautionary tale, that 2021 team, on what can happen after a bye week when you've been telling for 2 weeks, you got to hear how great you are. You can come back a little soft, a little doughy, and lose your edge if you're not careful.
Vrabel won't let it happen. Can we put faith in Mike Vrabel to prevent that from happening?
I am putting faith in it, but I'm just telling you, isn't that interesting, though?
It is very interesting.
There's some parallels, and they haven't had a break this long. You know, you're kind of – they had a little bit of a break before that Bengals game. We saw how that turned out. Not their best game.
They were very rusty to start that game off. In fact, I still think that they're lucky Burrow and Chase didn't play that game, Ted. And Andy – during our brief Drake May interview on Tuesday, he did tell us he was just sticking around, just hanging out. Like, I think the young man under center, the superstar du jour, Ted, realizes what is at hand. I think he's going to take it seriously.
It's a completely different profile team, and I'm confident they're going to be just fine. But it's still worth mentioning. There's a lot of these. One of my favorite expressions from my old coach Al Groh is, Teddy, you got to kick human nature in the ass. And this is one of those times that they're going to have to kick human nature in the ass, because they are the hunted right now. They used to be the hunter. Now they're the hunted. And that changes dynamics psychologically. It does. And it can impact teams that aren't ready. This is the fourth youngest team in the NFL, but there's enough older veterans that have been around that I think they're going to be just fine.
And also, they're hunted by Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson coming out of the bye. So you can't exactly just, we have a get-right game or whatever to figure it out before we get back to our best. No, you better be pretty good coming right out the bye, or you're going to have a loss, because both games are losable. So, a cautionary tale from Ted Johnson. The hesitation, but you were wrong about Drake May playing in the cold. So hopefully they won't have problems with the bye. They won't get fat and happy and smell anything.
I'm not telling you they're going to have, they're going to stumble. I'm just telling you, just be careful that you don't.
All right. That's going to do it for our 3-point stances today. Yeah. And we got all three in today. I know we were taking some heat on Twitter yesterday. People were upset. Well, you ruined what 3-point stance was supposed to be. It's supposed to be 3 stances and you react to it and they're quick and you did a whole long, okay, sorry, it was a special day. We had a special 3-point stance.
We rode the organic wave of interest. You know, God forbid we give the people what they want, Cohagan.
And a lot of people texted and called and wanted to enter the chat, as they say, of that conversation yesterday.
I didn't realize other people were making up the rules to 3-point stance. That's good to know.
I actually like that they're paying attention and caring enough and following the rules. And that's a dedicated listener right there. 617-779-7937. Coming up next, as we do each and every Thursday, we talk to Tom E. Curran. And a reminder, top of the hour, in studio, Andrew Razor Raycroft. And 4:30, another QB Under the Tree football giveaway. Who you going to win today? You'll have to stick around to find out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.